Good morning. My guest this morning is Dr. Stephanie Larson, the County Director and Livestock Range Management Advisor at UC Cooperative Extension. That's a long title. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning to you. And yes, it is a long title. We usually are referred to as UCCE.
Okay, we are going to be talking about a program you'll be giving on Friday the 24th, this coming Friday, Before Fire Strikes, How to Prepare Your Home and Create a Resilient Rural Landscape. That sounds really valuable. Give us an idea of what this program will be like on the 24th.
Okay, so the University of California Cooperative Extension, we provide education and research-based information to our constituents of Sonoma County. And what we're doing is bringing the best knowledge, research-based information to homeowners and to landowners on how to prepare their homes, their landscape, and their wildlands that surround those homes against any potential fires that are coming.
I came very close to being in the fire back in October, and what I did was ran for my life. So what sorts of things are you recommending people to do?
Well, it's twofold. We're going to be talking about fire in general and how to be prepared and resilient. So looking forward, how do we make our homes more fire resilient? And our Master Gardener programs will be focusing on, you know, the appropriate distance to plant around your home that are more fire resistant, if you will.
Right.
You know, the fire safe zone. Then I will be talking about things like, how do we reduce the fire fuel ladders in our working land?
Uh-huh.
How do we implement grazing? What about the idea of prescribed fires so that we burn before we get catastrophic wildfires? And then the whole idea of, you know, eventually looking at how do we manage our forest lands and making them more resilient.
Being that we have been exposed to so much fire here in Sonoma County and elsewhere in Northern California, have come to learn that Native Americans for thousands of years used periodic, regular, controlled burns to keep the landscape in order, as it were. So how does that apply, if it does at all, to what we have to do regarding fires?
It applies to all the tools in the toolbox. So we need to look at what are our options, how can we use everything that's available to us to manage our working lands, our timberlands, our rangelands, uh-huh. our wild-urban interfaces. So that includes reducing fire fuel, reducing brush, looking at grazing, some kind of a grazing animal, because we had those historically in the past. We had grazing animals. And so, and also this tool of fire that you just mentioned. And it's the idea of doing prescribed fire, working with Cal Fire, working with prescribed burning associations to go and burn vegetation for the health of the system, for improved wildlife and forage production, and also to reduce catastrophic wildfires. So we want to look at, you know, grazing and timber and mm-hmm. fire as all the tools that we've kind of gone away from because we were concerned about air quality and water quality, and we've moved more homes into these urban-rural interfaces. So what we're hoping to do is start this dialogue through education and research to say, let's look at all the tools and let's use them.
Great. How do listeners who would like to attend this event on Friday the 24th at Schoen Farm, what do they do? How do they go about getting in touch?
They go to our website. They can and sign up online. It's a minimal cost of $15 to attend. It starts at 9 o'clock. We've got a great list of speakers. The agenda's online. And they can also show up at Schoen Farm that day at 9 o'clock and sign up and come.
Great. Thank you very much, Doctor. And let's tell people that the telephone number, once again, 565-2621, online, cesonoma.edu. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.